is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile.
It's a special broadcast coming your way here this afternoon, this evening, here on 96.9 The Pulse. We are live and on location at Mission Valley High School, home of the Vikings, where tonight we get two high school basketball games on the boys' side in the 2A classification. We got four teams, two games, and two spots up for grabs in next week's Class 2A state championship tournament. Alongside Ray Penning in studio here on The Pulse, Brandon Tedman with you on location. Our first game up, the 7-seed Kansas City Christian Panthers taking on the 3-seed in the field, the Rossville Bulldogs. Following that, the second game of our doubleheader tonight will feature two top 10 teams in the class. Number 7 ranked in the state in 2A, and the 1 seed in the tournament, Care Paravel Lions, will take on the 4 seed and number 9 ranked Bears out of St. Mary's. Again, two games on tap here tonight on the Pulse and the boys 2A classification. Trips to the state tournament is on the line. We'll dive into the first matchup right after a timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need surgery.
Special edition of high school basketball here today on 96.9 The Pulse. It's Substate Championship Saturday, and we're at Mission Valley High School. Thanks again to Ray Penning, our studio producer here on The Pulse. Brandon Tedman with you live and on location. Four teams, two games, two spots in next week's Boys Class 2A State Basketball Tournament up for grabs, and our first game up moments away from the opening tip will feature the 7-seed Kansas City Christian Panthers with a record of 16-9 on the season, and the Rossville Bulldogs representing the Big East League as they come in with a record of 16-7. Well, these two teams have been solid throughout the Substate Tournament. KC Christian Panthers have won four consecutive games. Their two wins in this Substate Tournament to get to this spot tonight: a win over Jackson Heights, 52-28, and most recently Wednesday night at Jefferson County North, that final was 56-53. Now the Rossville Bulldogs, 16 wins and 7 losses. They went 6-4 in a rugged Big East League, which was good for tied for fourth. Their Substate results: opening round win, and they've been dominant over McLeod, 90-28, and then most recently in the Substate semifinals on Wednesday night, they won at home against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. That final was 67-51. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups for game one of two tonight here on the Pulse. And we'll start with Kansas City Christian. The Panthers under head coach Josh Poteet. The 7th seed with a record of 16-9 and 4 consecutive wins coming into this one here tonight. Justin Trott is a senior, averaging 7.9 points and 2.9 rebounds a game. Brandon Rodman is a senior as well. He is averaging 8.4 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Brendan Billings is a junior and the leading scorer for the Panthers at 15 points per game. You're also getting a start tonight from Avery Reed, a junior, averaging 10.2 points and 5.1 rebounds a contest. And then rounding out the Panthers starting five is Oz Bond, a junior, at 7.6 points and 5.6 rebounds a contest. So again, for Josh Poteet and the Kansas City Christian Panthers here tonight, it is Trott, Rodman, Billings, Reed, and Bond. For the Rossville Bulldogs under head coach Brandon McDonald, 16 wins and 7 losses. They have won 6 of their last 7, including an 8-2 run over their last 10 games. The senior point guard at 5'6 is Jacoby McDonald, averaging 14.6 points and nearly 7 assists per game. Jack Donovan, sensational forward at 5'10, the senior averaging 21 points and over 3 rebounds a contest. Connor Bush, the 5'10 senior on the wing, averaging 2.5 points and 1.8 rebounds a game. And then the forwards, starting with Cameron Miller, a 6'4 senior at 15.3 points and 9.4 rebounds a game. And then Andre Johnson, a 5'10 junior, averaging 6.6 points and 3.4 rebounds a game. So again, for Brandon McDonald and the Rossville Bulldogs here tonight, it is McDonald, Donovan, Bush, Miller, and Johnson. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll get you set for the opening tip-off right after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
When you need surgery, you want expert care close to home. At Community Healthcare System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Once again, high school basketball special edition and a special pair of broadcasts here tonight. The MSC Sports Radio Network in 96.9 The Pulse, alongside Ray Penn and Brandon Salmon here live and on location at Mission Valley High School, home of the Vikings. Again, our first game up, Kansas City Christian taking on Rossville. And then the second game of our doubleheader will feature Care Paravel and St. Mary's. Well, again, reminder of the starters here in game one for Kansas City Christian, the Panthers, and under head coach Josh Poteet. It is Justin Trott, Brandon Rodman, Brendan Billings, Avery Reed, and Oz Bond. For Rossville, again, under head coach Brandon McDonald, it is Jacoby McDonald, Jack Donovan, Cameron Miller, and also Andre Johnson. Kansas City Christian, a record of 16-9. They have won four consecutive games. Their sub-state wins have come against Jackson Heights, 52-28, and Jefferson County North, 56-53. For Rossville, their record is 16-7. They have won six of their last seven and eight of their last ten. And their sub-state wins have come against McClough, 90-28, and Moorhill Mounts Academy, 67-51. Again, excited to bring you our coverage here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Kansas City Christian wearing the home white uniforms. Rossville and the All Blacks. Rossville and the Dogs under head coach Brandon McDonald. They got white numerals and lettering. They're trimmed out in red. KCC across the front for the Panthers. It is pretty simple with the white unis top to bottom with the black numerals and lettering. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Sadman with you here on the pole. Good crowd both sides of the floor. Rossville will go left to right here in the first half. KCC will go right to left. This one pushed to the right side of the floor, and it leads to an easy bucket. And a miscue there. Jack Donovan right out the gate. And a 2-0 lead for Rossville as they step into a 2-3 zone here out the gate on defense. Kansas City Christian from right to left. Their opening possession here tonight. It's Avery Reed on the wing. One dribble right, picked up. Good defense by Jacoby McDonald. They work it around the perimeter. Here is Billings, high right. Lobs the pass left wing. Now a skip pass to the right wing, and it's picked off by Rossville. It's a steal for Andre Johnson. The Dogs get up the floor, and Jacoby McDonald makes it 4-0 Dogs here in the early going. Great start here for Rossville. Quick 4-0 spurt out the gate, not even a minute in. KCC under head coach Josh Poteet working on the zone that Rossville is applying right now. No shot clock here in the postseason. McDonald got a tip on it, but it's gathered down by Avery Reed, and now the ball is still live near midcourt, and finally KCC coming away with it with Trott, the senior. Right side of the floor, a three, Avery Reed, this one halfway down and out, and a rebound cleared away by Cam Miller and Rossville. Trying to add to a 4-0 lead. McDonald got a little pretty with the pass, went no look, but it was deflected out of bounds. Last touch by KCC. 6:49 to go first quarter, 4-0 Rossville. KCC arguing it was not tipped out of bounds and it should be their ball, but Rossville settling underneath their own basket. It is Jacoby McDonald to throw it in, right side of his own backboard. They set up in a box set, right down underneath, shot blocked, but a foul called. They dumped it right into Cam Miller, and he'll shoot our first free throws of the game at 6:48 to go in this opening quarter. And our first foul going against the junior, Oz Bond, for KCC. Here's Cam Miller at the line, 69% on the season. This will be his 86th free throw attempt of the year. Good arc, good rotation, but a little bit strong, no good. Cam Miller averaging over 15 points and 9 rebounds a game. He had 14 a couple of weeks ago in their big win against Abilene. Trying to add to a 4-0 lead here, 6:48 to go, first quarter. It's on the way, and that one no good. He missed them both strong, so an 0-for-2 trip there for Cam Miller. Rossville leading KC Christian, 4-0 here in the early going. We've played about 90 seconds in tonight's game. Rossville staying in that zone defense. On the dribble near midcourt, junior Brendan Billings. Dribbling waist high with the left hand. Right now up top it goes. This is Rodman with the touch. Left side to Trott, the senior on the wing. KCC still trying to figure out this zone defense. Being applied by Rossville. Rossville nearly forcing a turnover, but Billings now with a no-look pass, and it's deflected off Trott and a turnover, and now we get a whistle and a foul going against KCC. Second turnover on the Panthers. First foul against Justin Trott. The second team foul against the Panthers here in the first minute 45, and Rossville will get it back going left to right, leading it 4-0. Baskets by Jacoby McDonald and Jack Donovan. To the left wing with McDonald. Trying to shimmy his way inside, has to back it out up top. Here is a deep NBA range three for Jack Donovan. It was on target but short. And KCC clears the rebound with Rodman, and they're back into the front court, still looking for their first points of the game. We played 2:15 here in the first quarter. Angling left on the dribble is Billings. A junior guard here for KCC. He's averaging 15 points a game. He'll try a deep left wing three. That is an air ball out of bounds, and it's going back to Rossville. 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. Dogs leading it 4-0 over the Panthers right now. Rossville made the state tournament last season. They were ousted in the opening round to El Saline. But Rossville, last season, it was their first state tournament appearance since 2011. And they're trying to get back there for a second straight season. Here's McDonald on the dribble. Tried to float one off the window a little bit strong with the right hand as he was angling in from the right wing. Cleared away off the miss by Brendan Billings, the junior, for KC Christian. Looking for a left pass on the wing. It's Avery Reed. He gets to the bucket. He spins it up and in there for two. First basket for KCC, Brendan Billings, and a 4-2 Rossville lead.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs!
Buchanan Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Buchanan Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Buchanan Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
6-5 Rossville, 3:20 to go here in this opening quarter. McDonald driving, bumped in the air baseline, and a foul called. So the foul going against KCC, this one against Billings, that is his first. And Panther team foul number 3, 3:19 to go in this opening quarter. Rossville 6, KCC 5. It'll be Rossville to throw it in, right side of their own backboard, underneath with the 5'6 senior point guard, Jacoby McDonald. Trying to bounce one inside. It's not there. Johnson on the right wing. Sensational linebacker for this Rossville program who made a run to the state championship game back in the late fall. Here's Donovan. Top of the key. Closed out by Billings quickly. Now McDonald on a drive. Scoops it with the right hand. It fell off the rim. No good. Rebound KCC. Roadman pulling it down. Here's Billings into the front court. Chance for KCC to take their first lead. We played 5 minutes of this opening quarter. 6-5 Rossville plus one. Dogs will have a couple subs in on the next dead ball. And KCC will bring on a new sub as well. Next dead ball. They get a good look underneath. And it's swung up and in there by Oz Bond, the junior. His first basket tonight. KCC, their first lead at 7-6. Tough shot inside. Missed by Connor Bush. And a quick one and done there. Reed the rebound for KCC. KCC slowing the pace down. No shot clock here in the postseason. Left side of the floor. Justin Trott holding waist high. Now puts it on the dribble. Still a 2-3 zone here being applied by Rossville. It's all they've done so far here in the first near 6 minutes of this contest. Trot again, just standing casual with the dribble. Not much movement here for KCC on the offensive end. They get a middle touch with Bond. Right side on the wing to Billings. He'll back it out of touch. He's about 40 feet away from the bucket right now. And he lets the ball bounce, and he shows the emoji of, hey, let's slow it down and slow things up here a bit. Billings still on the dribble near midcourt. Gets it to Trott left wing. They play back and forth with it from left wing to near midcourt. A lengthy KCC possession here with not much moving. 7-6 our score. KCC in front. Little wing-to-wing passing here. Now back up top it goes. It's Avery Reed. Left side on the wing. It's Roadman. Back up top Billings near midcourt. In a lengthy possession continuing here for KCC. It's low scoring. Billings going to work off 1 foot. Fading away. Tough shot. Missing off the front rim, a rebound for Andre Johnson and Rossville. 7-6, Dogs looking to retake the lead here late in the first quarter, buck 20 to go. Donovan going to work, left side to Johnson on the wing. KCC going man-to-man. Here in the early going on the defensive end, Billings guarding Jacoby McDonald up top. Left side of the floor to Connor Bush. Here's a post touch for Johnson. He'll spin left, goes up once, nothing there. McDonald now a right side three, this one short. Rebound KCC. Roadman, his third rebound here in the early going. 7-6, Panthers leading it by one as we're under a minute to go. Right now it's Billings up top with it, wanting a ball screen, little two-man game. There's the dive, and it's well done. A foul called against the Dawgs. And that will put Bond to the free throw line to shoot two for KCC. And the first foul going against Rossville, it's Jacoby McDonald. So this puts Bond at the line, the junior for KCC, 59% at the stripe this season. He has a bucket here in the first quarter, averaging 7.6 points per game. First free throw for KCC tonight. This one off the mark, a little bit strong. We'll see Sums into the game both ways. We'll see Silas Wilson into the game for KCC, his first minute tonight. We'll also see Landon Lewis check in here for Rossville. And also checking in, Cale Horgan, a 5'11 junior guard. Second free throw good for Oz Bond. He goes one for two, has three here in this game. 8-6, KCC by two. 42 seconds and counting, opening quarter. Here is Jacoby McDonald for Rossville on the dribble near midcourt. It goes to Donovan on the right side. Post touch for Cam Miller. Gets too deep, and he gets it up and in there through the trees. Shrugs the shoulders with strength. And Cam Miller has his first deuce tonight. It's 8-8. We're tied up. Final 22 seconds and counting. First quarter. Billings right in front of midcourt. Now Rossville going man-to-man here on this final possession, potentially on defense. Up top, the first touch for Silas Wilson. Goes to Trott, left side on the wing, and Trott called for a travel. Third turnover against KCC here in the first quarter. 9.3 seconds here for Rossville, and a chance to close the quarter to break out an 8-8 tie. Horgan dumps it in. McDonald has to work. He's right at midcourt, 6 seconds and counting. Doesn't use much with the screen, going left, kicks it. This is Cale Horgan, a three at the buzzer. Halfway down and out, no good, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter here in this one tonight. First of two games here on the Pulse, and we're tied up through 8 minutes. KC Christian and Rossville, an 8-8 tie. You're listening to exclusive coverage of high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Special high school basketball broadcast here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse. Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Tama with you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Boys Class 2A Sub-State Championship games tonight here at Mission Valley High School. And our first game through the first quarter sees KC Christian and Rossville dead even at 8 apiece. Right now with it, KCC from right to left, opening possession of this second quarter. Not much scoring on either side. Here's Billings stepping back a little one-on-one. He'll fire a three, missing off the left rim. Rebound, Cale Horgan, the 5'11 junior for Rossville. Here's McDonald, head of steam, gets all the way to the rack, throwing to the right wing, nobody home, and a turnover by Rossville. That is the first turnover tonight against the Bulldogs. 7:47 to go, first half, we're tied at 8. 3 points apiece for Avery Reed and Oz Bond. Two as well for Brendan Billings as Billings works it into the front court here for the Panthers and the all-white home uniforms. It's a high ball screen right now. Switching off. Good defense there for Jack Donovan. Right now on the dribble, it's Avery Reed. Up top between the rings, it's Justin Trott. Trott working around the arc from left to right as they do a little three-man weave up top. Billings right now has it straight away a little more to his left. Calling for Silas Wilson to swing through. Nothing home. Rossville sitting back. Right now, man-to-man defensively. No shot clock here in the postseason. Here's a post touch. Inside the free throw line. Left side to Trott. He'll work through the lane. Gets to the right baseline. And he dribbles all the way back out. Top of the key. And left side it goes to Avery Reed. Boy, KCC taking advantage of some lengthy possessions here in the first half. Here's Billings, a pull-up. Swish. After all that, it's Brendan Billings who now has four in the game. It's the first points on either side here in the second quarter, and that breaks the 8-all tie. It's 10-8 Panthers at 6:37 to go, second quarter. Here's Cam Miller, the touch. He'll fire. Front rim, no, on a three, missing. And a rebound for KCC. It's Brendan Billings. Well, every time KCC gets a miss and a rebound off a Rossville miss, they are taking their time working into the front court. Here's a high ball screen set by Bond. Going to work, Billings. Kicks it left wing. It's Trott. Right back to Billings near the left corner. Here's Bond going to work. Good size down low. He had it knocked away. Black jerseys everywhere. And a turnover by KCC. Make it four for them here in the first half. Going to work. Landon Lewis. Little up, little under, but he's blocked at the rim. Good defense by Trott. But it rolls out of bounds off the deflection. And Rossville will keep it underneath. 2 minutes in. Six to go until the halftime break. And a 10-8 lead right now for KCC. Brandon Rodman will check back into the game for the Panthers. He will take the spot of junior Avery Reed. Here's Lewis in the corner. He's swinging around the arc and back into the corner for Jack Donovan. He'll fire. Nothing but net on a triple. 7 points here for Jack Donovan. And Rossville retakes the lead 11-10 at 5:45 to go. Clock moving south, second quarter. Brendan Billings, the junior, into the front court. Being hounded right across the midcourt line by Jacoby McDonald. Right side to Justin Trott. Trott on the dribble. Right wing. Wants a high ball screen. Nothing doing to the left side. And McDonald comes away with a steal. He'll go coast to coast. And he'll finish off the window left side with the right hand. And a timeout called by KCC. 4 points for Jacoby McDonald. And Rossville, a 3-point advantage. It is 13-10 at 5:24 to go until the halftime break. Again, a special high school basketball broadcast pair of games here tonight on 96.9 The Pulse alongside Ray Penning in studio. Brandon Sadman with you here at Mission Valley High School. Again, Kansas City Christian, the Panthers burning that 30-second timeout, trailing Rossville by three, early portions of the second quarter. Right now for Rossville, they got 7 points from Jack Donovan, four from Jacoby McDonald, and two from Cam Miller. Scoring for the Panthers, they got four from Brendan Billings, and three apiece from Avery Reed and Oz Bond. Back to it out of the quick timeout. KCC working into the front court from right to left as we approach 3 minutes into this second period. We were deadlocked at eight apiece after one, and Rossville out to a 5-2 advantage here in the second quarter. Here's Billings with it, working up top, right wing. They reverse the basketball left side to Justin Trott. Now Silas Wilson, the touch out high. Going to work with the dribble. Low with that dribble on the right wing. Now a free throw line touch. This is Rodman. Hands it off to Trott, curling around the arc. Now back to Billings up top. No shot clock here. Lengthy possessions. McDonald got a hand on it and another KCC turnover. McDonald wraps a pass and that's beautifully done. Layup good for Cam Miller. Direct pass on the money. And the two-on-one break led there by Jacoby McDonald. And 4 points for Cam Miller. And 15-10, Rossville leading by five. 4.5 minutes to go until the halftime break. Head coach Brandon McDonald loving the defense, trying to dump it down to Bond. He's surrounded by four black jerseys. And there's the whistle. There's the foul going against the dog. They'll get Cale Horgan with this foul reaching in around the backside. Navaz Bond. And the first foul on either side here in quarter number two. Jacoby McDonald will get a breather. Checking in for him is going to be Andre Johnson. So here's Billings on the dribble. Left side on the wing here for KCC at the 4:20 mark left here until the halftime break. Straight away three on the way. Missing off the right rim and chasing down in the corner off the miss. A rebound for Cale Horgan. Rossville by five, trying to add to it. Johnson on the block, leaning right. Tough shot, no good. Hit off the back heel. Ball deflects around a little bit, and Johnson able to save it in the corner. Second chance up. Here's Cam Miller for three. Swish. 7 points for Cam Miller. Five here in the second quarter. Rossville, their largest lead at 18-10 as we're past the halfway point here in the second quarter. Here's Billings getting around Landon Lewis. Nearly lost it. Gets it back in the left corner from Bond. Rossville going man-to-man here on the defensive effort. Here's Trott in the right corner. Goes baseline. He's bumped there. And a foul against Rossville. McDonald and Bush getting ready to check back in here for Rossville. As Cale Horgan just picked up his second foul, assuming he's going to come out here alongside Landon Lewis. 3:38 to go in this second quarter. It's a 10-2 start here in this second period for Rossville. They lead at 18-10. They go to Bond up top. Gets it right back there to Avery Reed. Left side it goes is Rodman now on the touch. Navigating in the lane. He got tripped up and a foul called. We'll get Rossville again on this one. And this time it's Andre Johnson picking up his first. And Dogs team foul number 3 here in the second quarter. 10-2 run here for Rossville in the second. They lead KCC 18-10. Trip to the 2A state tournament on the line here tonight. Here is a dipsy-do move, and it's nothing but backboard off the miss. Good rebound using strength, Andre Johnson. Here comes McDonald, the point guard, into the front court. Using one hand to dart one to the short corner right, it's Connor Bush. Left wing, Cam Miller, heat check. This one missing off the back 10, and a rebound cleared away by Avery Reed for KCC. Panthers, so far just 2 points here in the second quarter, trailing Rossville by 8 with 3 minutes to go until the halftime break. Here's Billings, little give and go, rejected at the rim with authority, but he gets his own miss. Reset here for KCC, Billings again down low, lost it off his knee, out of bounds, he's the last to touch it. And another turnover here for KCC, give him 4 in the quarter, and 7 here in the first half. 18-10 our score, Rossville in control in this second period, with under 3 minutes to go as they work it back into the front court from left to right. McDonald down the middle of the floor, looking back to Pops on the near side bench. McDonald bouncing a pass right wing. It is Jack Donovan. Nice little shimmy. Thought about pulling up from 15. Back up top to Johnson. Left side McDonald on the wing. 2.5 minutes to go. They set it up off the screen. Bush, nice fake. Gets to the rim and bends it up and in there for two. Connor Bush getting his first basket here tonight. It's a double up right now for Rossville. They lead it 20-10 at 2:19 and counting second quarter. It is a 12-2 run here in the second period for Rossville. And McDonald nearly getting another steal, but it goes out of bounds underneath. And it stays on this end of the floor with KCC. Well, the Panthers right now struggling on the offensive efforts against this Rossville defense. They get it to Bond in the left corner. Knocked away. Good hands there by Cam Miller. But Bond able to get it back up top here to Rodman. Rodman swings it right side of the floor on the wing to Trott. Dribbles around the arc. Now dives in from the left wing. Finds Reed in the corner. Now Billings. Left wing triple. Good rotation. He rattled it home. Big time shot for Brendan Billings. And a big bucket there for the Panthers. 20-13 Rossville. McDonald right back up the floor and he lays it in for two. Nobody picked up the ball. 6 points for Jacoby McDonald. Rossville leading 22-13 at 1:38 to go in this first half. Both these teams can get up and down, but it has been a slow pace here in the first half for the majority of it. And there's a bump by McDonald and a foul called against Rossville. McDonald picked up his second, and as it just mentioned, team foul number 4. For the final 1:29 here in the second quarter, KCC, they will be in the bonus. Near sideline, Justin Trott to throw it in, faking towards the corner. Back near midcourt, Avery Reed gets it. Right side of the floor, Rodman spinning in the lane, fading away. Tough shot with right hand, nearly got it to go. Deflected out of bounds, and it's last touch by Rossville. The KCC will keep with 1:20 to go in this first half, trailing by 9. It'll be Billings to throw it in. Leading scorer for the Panthers at 15 points per game. He's got 7 here in the first half. Here's Bond. Up top it goes on the dribble, working on a straight line drive, and it's knocked away at another KCC turnover. They can't get out of their own way. Now Rossville gives it right back up. They lost it at midcourt. Just the second turnover by the Dogs here in the second quarter. Down to the final minutes of this first half with Rossville leading it 22-13 over Kansas City Christian. Working on the dribble on the perimeter, it's Avery Reed. Hands it off to Trotz on the right wing. Little three-man weave action up top. Now Rodman has it. Going to work in the lane, it's Trotz. Now Billings, top of the circle, dives straight away, had it knocked away, and another steal forced by Jacoby McDonald. McDonald gets it up the floor, casual with the left-handed layup off the window. 8 points for Jacoby McDonald. It's 24-13, Rossville by 11. 30 seconds and counting here in the first half. See what KCC wants to do here. They've been stymied with just 5 points here so far in the second quarter. Here's Billings between the rings, a little more to his left, near sideline. Not using the dribble, and Rossville switch up. Here defensively, they go man-to-man. And Billings looking for someone on the right block. It was Bond. He thought he was there. He was not. And another KCC turnover as that pass is rocketed out of bounds. 12 seconds here for the Dogs. Trying to add to an 11-point lead before the break. McDonald picks it up. Now crossing the midcourt line, near sideline. 8 seconds to work. He has it on the right wing. Bouncing one on the block. Here's Bush. 4 seconds. Pass to the left corner. Tipped out of bounds. And now 3.7 left on the clock here for Rossville. They'll throw it in down low underneath. Left side of their own backboard. So a catch, maybe a couple of dribbles at most, and then a shot. Coming up here for Rossville, potentially. McDonald will throw it in. Gets it to the top of the key. It's Connor Bush. He'll take it right to the rack. Spin it up. He couldn't get it to go at the buzzer. Little bit of contact there. No call. And that takes us to the end of the first half. Game one of two here tonight. Two spots in the boys class 2A state tournament on the line. And game one at the end of the first half. It is Rossville leading Kansas City Christian. Our score is 24-13. We'll continue on with our halftime coverage right after this. It's high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse.
From a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 96.9 The Pulse, Brandon Tabman with you here at Mission Valley High School. Ray Pinning in studio helping out here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Boys Class 2A Substate Championship games here tonight at Mission Valley. Our first game at the break, and the Rossville Bulldogs leading Kansas City Christian. Our score is 24-13. Rossville and KCC, they were knotted up at 8 apiece after the first 8 minutes. The Rossville on both ends of the floor putting a solid 8 minutes together in period number two. Rossville outscoring KCC 16-5 in that second period to lead it right now 24-13. At the halftime break, let's get you some numbers here in the first half. Jacoby McDonald leading the way for Rossville. He had 8 points, including 6 in the second quarter. 7 points apiece from Jack Donovan and Cameron Miller as well. And also Connor Bush, 2 points in the first half for Rossville. KCC, they got 7 in the first half from junior Brendan Billing. They got 3 apiece from Avery Reed and Oz Bond as well. Some of the team numbers in the first half, KCC, they had 10 turnovers. 7 of them in the second quarter. They had 9 total rebounds. They were 1 of 2 at the line, and they knocked down 2 threes. Rossville, just 2 turnovers here at the halftime break. They had 17 rebounds. They were 0 of 2 at the line, and just like the Panthers, Rossville knocking down 2 triples in the first half as well. Again, our score here at the halftime break. Boys Class 2A Substate title game at Mission Valley. It's Rossville 24, KCC 13. We'll continue our coverage right after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Ensure your needs today by contacting Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Garrett is a trusted choice independent insurance agent who can compare different insurance companies and tailor coverage to your individual needs. Plus, he can advocate for you and prioritize your best interests. Get the personalized service you deserve with a trusted choice agent. Garrett Donovan with Tyner Insurance Group at 785-640-9377. Your trusted partner for all your insurance needs. Backed by the Trusted Choice Network. Go Dawgs! This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of two games tonight here on the Pulse. Brandon Tim and Ray Pinning alongside as we continue our coverage. Our first game at the half. Boys Class 2A, Sub-State Championship game. Rosser leading KC Christian 24-13. Quick sneak peek at game two of our doubleheader tonight, featuring two top 10 teams in the 2A class. Number seven ranked, Care Paravel, the top seed in the field, 22-2. They have won 19 consecutive games. Standing in their way up the state tournament next week is the four seed and number nine ranked St. Mary's Bears, who come in with a record of 18-7. They have won 7 of their last 10. St. Mary's beating Northern Heights and Valley Falls to get to this game in sub-state. Care Paravel on the other side with wins over Horton and most recently Donovan West earlier this week, including an overtime period in that game. So again, St. Mary's and Care Paravel coming up in game two. So we got our first game here going to the second half. A final 2 minute timeout. Rossville leading it 24-13. And third quarter action coming up in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property benefit administration,
and efficiency, and don't forget about
special edition of high school basketball here on the Pulse tonight. Sub-state championship Saturday. Boys Class 2A. Pair of games here tonight. First game with Rossville and KCC. Going to the second half. Third quarter underway. Rossville the opening possession. And the all-black uniforms, Ville across the front. White numerals and lettering trimmed in red. They lead KCC 24-13 as the second half is underway. Again, going from right to left here in this second half of play. Rossville with it. Right side of the floor. It's Connor Bush. At 2 points in the first half. They want a post touch. Wide open backside. Diving in from the left corner. Good feed for Miller. And Jacoby McDonald now has 10 in the game. Good start for Rossville. Extending that lead to a Baker's dozen, 26-13. Now dealing with a little bit of pressure in the half court is KCC trying to navigate. Here's Billings, one triple right. He'll fire a three. That one spins out, no. And a rebound for Rossville. Cam Miller, his third rebound here tonight. Jacoby McDonald fighting in the lane. Dribbles it back to the right wing. Hands it off to Donovan right there. Now McDonald resetting up top here for Rossville. Largest lead for the Dogs here tonight, 26-13, a minute into the third quarter. Here's Andre Johnson getting underneath, shovels it, not too far away, and giving the guy touch up close was Connor Bush. And Bush has his second basket, 4 points tonight, 28-13, Rossville by 15 here early in the third quarter. KCC, they had all sorts of issues, and right on cue, they throw it away at midcourt. Bush coast to coast, layup good, timeout Panthers. 6 points for Connor Bush. And the Dogs have opened up a 30-13 lead. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 6:38 to go, third quarter. Rossville 30, KCC 13. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
System, our skilled surgical team provides a wide range of procedures using advanced technology and a patient-centered approach. From preparation through recovery, our team is focused on your comfort, safety, and the best possible outcome. The care that you need, the team that you trust, right here in your community. Talk with your provider about surgical services at Community Healthcare System or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, high-quality care close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ray Penning, our studio producer here on the Pulse tonight. Brandon Tamman live and on location at Mission Valley High School. It is Sub-State Championship Saturday, boys Class 2A tournament with two games here tonight. And right now, game one, it is all Rossville. They're extending out their lead on Kansas City Christian. It is 30-13. KCC out of this full timeout, trying to navigate a 2-2-1 press being applied by the Dogs. They work it into the front court methodically. Now Billings up top with it. Waistside dribbles with the right hand. Rossville now settles back into a 2-3. Here's an angled drive from the right wing. Kicking back out to the wing. This is Reed. A little pull-up from the baseline. Hit the rim twice. Offensive rebound, though, to keep it alive. Was pulled down by Rodman. Second chance here. Billings from the left corner. He'll go baseline. He lost it. Into the hands, though, of Bond. He'll turn, fade, and kiss it off the window. Oz Bond, his first points here in the third quarter. He's got 5 for KCC, and it's now 30-15. Rossville plus 15 at 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Johnson on the right block. He had it knocked away, gathering three white jerseys around him. He punches it back out to Jack Donovan, who fires a deep straightaway three that is short. McDonald chasing down the rebound. His shot is no good, but he is fouled. Great effort there, Jacoby McDonald. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And the first KCC foul here in the third quarter against Brendan Billings. That is his second. Jacoby McDonald at the line. What a season he has had. And his first free throw is good. Got the shooter's touch. His 77th free throw attempt is his 48th make of the year. 62%. He's got 11. Trying to go 2 for 2, and that second one is perfect. 12 points. Jacoby McDonald in the lead back to 17 at 32-15 Rossville at 5:37 to go in this third quarter. St. Mary's and Care Paravel, the second game of our doubleheader, and KCC turning it over once again. McDonald, tough shot off the rebound, missing, and a third chance is not there for Connor Bush, but he is fouled. Donovan was crashed in the glass, and then right behind him off that miss was Connor Bush. He'll go to the line to shoot two. That is just efforts and hustle there for Rossville in transition. That foul was on Justin Trott, his second, team second. And the first free throw for Connor Bush is up and pure. He's got seven here tonight, five of which here in this third quarter. His 21st free throw attempt of the season is good. He goes two for two. He's got eight. And the lead now at 19 for Rossville. Danger time for KCC at 5:20 to go, third quarter. Working on this 2-2-1 press. Donovan forcing another steal. KCC can't get out of their own way. Here's Rossville in transition. A layup for two. Diving in from the right wing. It's Cam Miller who's got nine. And KCC, they need to burn another timeout here. They cannot figure out Rossville right now. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here on the Pulse. 5:08 to go, third quarter. Rossville 36. KC Christian 15. It is balanced for Rossville here tonight. They came in averaging 67 points per game, and they certainly have an opportunity the way they're playing here in the third quarter. But Jacoby McDonough leading the way with 12 points. Cam Miller has 9. Connor Bush has 8. And Jack Donovan, the leading scorer, with 7 for Rossville in this game tonight. KCC, again, just 2 points to this point in this third quarter. Brendan Billings leading the Panthers. He has 7. He also got 5 tonight from Oz Bond, and then 3 points from Avery Reed. But really, since the first quarter, this game has been dominated by Rossville. Plenty of time, though, about 3 minutes into the third quarter. Out of the timeout, Rossville again, 2-2-1, full court press, and McDonald nearly forcing a steal. They're going to say last touch by McDonald, though. Billings was close by. Billings visibly frustrated with how KCC is kind of handling this pressure right now. 36-15, Rossville. Once again, another opportunity for the Panthers trying to navigate through this press. Long pass, near side to far side, into the right corner it goes with Reed. Finally can settle into the front court here. Work at 5-on-5. KCC desperately needing some points, needing some stops here in the final 4:40 of this third quarter. Up top between the rings, Avery Reed hands it off to Billings, left side. Hand down, man down for three. This one missing high off the rim. And it's cleared away by Cam Miller for Rossville. Up the floor, Andre Johnson, he had it ripped away, and a steal for KCC. Just the third turnover by Rossville, all the way to the rack, no good on the shot, but a foul called. And Justin Trott, the senior, going to the line to shoot two for KCC. We'll check the foul here, going against Rossville. They'll get Jack Donovan, that is his first, and the first foul on Rossville here in the third quarter. So here's Trott at the line. 53% on the season. First one, no good, rattled out. There have not been a ton of free throws by either team here tonight. And if you're KCC, got to take advantage of the freebies here. Cale Horgan in. Landon Lewis also checking in here for Rossville. And the second good by Justin Trott. He goes 1-for-2 as his first point here tonight. A big lead for Rossville, 36-16. At 4:14 to go, third quarter. Here's Cam Miller up top, holding high above his head, all 6'4 on that frame. Here's Jack Donovan off a down screen. Had it up top, now left side it goes to Cale Horgan. Now Miller back up top, right side Donovan. Nice ball pick, he'll step back. Thought about a three instead, a post touch for Lewis. Nice move underneath, he'll draw the foul. Landon Lewis, methodical on the block. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Good find, though, as well from the right wing by Jack Donovan. Third foul against KCC here in the third quarter. And the first one going against Brandon Rodman. Here's Landon Lewis at the line. The lefty fires. He left it short. 56% from the stripe this season. Now it's his 33rd attempt. And he's made 18 free throws. Looking for his first point tonight. Silas Wilson checking back in here for KCC. Also into the game as well. Oz Bond back in. Second free throw good by Landon Lewis. Goes 1-for-2. Has his first point tonight. And the lead back to 21 for Rossville. It's 37-16. Past the halfway point here in the third quarter. And KCC just throwing it away again. Far side of the floor trying to navigate this press. Four turnovers here in the quarter. 14 in the game. 37-16. Rossville in control. As McDonald angles with the waist high, dribbles into the front court near sideline. With a high ball screen from Lewis. KCC switching. McDonald going to work. To the rack. Can't get one to go with English on it. It's deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay here with Rossville. McDonald a little slow to get up. Took a hard fall, but he's okay. Down to 3.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's been all Rossville since the first quarter. Here's McDonald. No look pass. Cam Miller, and he missed the shot, but he's fouled. McDonald out here dropping dimes like a shaky bank teller. Free throws coming here for Rossville and Cam Miller. First foul going against Silas Wilson. And the fourth foul against KCC here in the third quarter. Miller at the line. He's 0 for 2 at the line tonight. 69% on the season. His first one is no good. He's 0 for 3. Got 9 points and 4 rebounds. Rossville is a team entering tonight. 62% on the free throw shots this season. Miller trying to go 1 for 2. And he is able to do so. 10 points tonight for Cam Miller, and it's 38-16 Rossville. 3.5 minutes to go in the third. KCC, they got a lot of work to do. Once again, trying to navigate this 2-2-1 press. And throwing it away again. It's tipped at near midcourt, and now a 2-on-1 break. Off-balance shot. Donovan couldn't get it to go in transition, and he is bombed to the floor, and a foul called again on KCC. Their fifth here at the quarter. And the third against Justin Trott. And it's been a quiet night for Jack Donovan, one of the leading scorers in the Big East at 21 a game. He's got 7. His first trip to the line here tonight. 74% on the season. His 78th free throw attempt is nothing but net. And the 5'10 senior, two-time All-League selection, second team All-State a year ago. Had 40 points a few weeks ago in their big win against Abilene. And he knocks in both free throws here. Pure at the line for Jack Donovan. And the lead just slowly growing here for Rossville. It is 40-16 at about 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Here's Billings, had it knocked away. Little handsy there on the drive. They'll get Jack Donovan with the foul. It'll be the second on Jack Donovan. And KCC will throw it in underneath their own basket with 3:04 to go in the third. As the Rossville lead is currently 24. Nice little spin baseline. Avery Reed missed the shot, but a foul called. Rossville fans wanted to travel. They did not get it. Instead, a foul called on Landon Lewis. That is his first. And team foul number 3 against the Dogs. So at the line here for KCC, junior Avery Reed. Going to be just the 5th and 6th free throw attempts for the Panthers here tonight. And this one on the way, and it's rattled in there by Avery Reed. He's got 4 points to go along with 3 rebounds. He is a 68% foul shooter. Couple dribbles, spins it, settles and fires, and he got that one to go too. So he goes 2 for 2. 5 points for the junior, Avery Reed. The Rossville lead is 40-18 at just south of 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Here's McDonald working the give and go with Landon Lewis, but he missed the shot. And pushing now off the rebound is Brendan Billings. The lefty 3 left wing is a swish by Justin Trott. Boy, he stepped right into that one, and it was nothing but nylon. 40-21, Rossville's lead down to 19. Landon Lewis stumbling in the lane, but gets it back on the perimeter here to Jack Donovan. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The lead for Rossville is 19. Lewis down low. Cam Miller working left, and then he stumbled to the floor, bodied up by Bond. And a foul called on KCC. They'll say it's on the floor, but either way, free throws coming with Rossville in the bonus. They get the foul here on Billings. That is his third. That puts Cam Miller at the line. His third trip here tonight. He's just 1 for 4. 10 points and 4 rebounds for the 6'4 senior for Rossville. First free throw. Nothing but net. After missing his first 3 at the line, he's made his last 2. He's got 11. Lead back to 20 for Rossville at 41-21. Now a little stoppage here in the action. And not sure what the deal is here. They're talking with Justin Trott in the near sideline here for KCC. Maybe a little bit of blood somewhere. They're taking him off the floor. Pausing Cam Miller's second free throw attempt. And our score, 41-21, Rossville. Whatever was going on with Trott there appears to be good to go, and he's back onto the floor. So we'll settle in for the second free throw attempt for Cam Miller. Trying to go 2 for 2 on this stint. A 6'4 senior. That one rattles out. No, he goes 1 for 2. And Trott the rebound for KCC, and then a foul against Rossville. And a little bit aggressive, Cale Horgan there, and that is his third foul. Team foul number four. Both teams in the bonus the rest of the quarter with 2:21 to go. Rossville leading at 41-21. KCC with the ball working once again against this 2-2-1 full court press that has caused them a ton of issues here in the second half. 15 turnovers tonight so far for KCC, but this time they do break the press. Horgan trying to get a steal, and he does so. Just shy of midcourt. Horgan going all the way. Can't make the layup. It was off balance. And off the miss, Avery Reed. Here's KCC to trot right wing. Back to Billings up top with under 2 minutes to go here in the third. Rossville by 20. Good pass by Billings. Three on the way. Avery Reed. That one's buried. 8 points for Avery Reed. It's his second three of the game, and it's 41-24. Now a foul on KCC on the perimeter, which will put Rossville at the line. And that is the fourth foul on the leading scorer for KCC and Brendan Billings. Still 1:46 to go in the third quarter. And that will put Jacoby McDonald at the line to shoot two. He's looking up saying he's only got three fouls. Scoreboard says four. McDonald makes the first free throw. He's got 13, including five here in the third quarter. So Billings has to come out with four fouls. Rodman back in for him. 42-24. Rossville in front. Minute 46 to go, third quarter. Second free throw is good for Jacoby McDonald. He has got 14 tonight. Rossville making the state tournament last year. They were one and done in the quarterfinals. Now, last year's trip was their first trip to state since 2011, and the press again causing KCC issues. Beautiful three on two. Jack Donovan.
Back Brewer State Bank offers fixed rate convention.
And the right-handed layup good for Jacoby McDonald, who's got 16. It is 45-24. Rossville's lead back to 21. They do break the press. Bond catching, gathering, and finishing. Well, the best press break we've seen there for the Panthers. Seven here tonight for Bond. 45-26 Rossville at 1:09 to go, third quarter. Here's Horgan with it. Works into the lane, trying to dump it left side to Lewis. Caught it off the deflection, short corner. Now Miller. Now Donovan between the rings out high. Under a minute to go here in this third quarter. No shot clock here in the postseason. Here's Lewis, left block, kicked it up top. Miller, plenty of time to set the feet. Hits high off the heel on a three, and going high for that rebound is the senior Trot for KCC. He's still on the dribble, trying to bounce it right to left block, and out of bounds underneath, but last touch by Horgan. So KCC will keep it. 40.2 seconds remaining in the third. They trail Rossville 45-26. It's Trot to throw it in. Dumps it to the high post, in the lane. Now it's Wilson. Up top, it's Reed. Thought about a three. Good close out there by Lewis. Now short corner right. Here's a spin in the lane by Rodman. Still on the dribble. He's bumped around a touch, and a foul called against Rossville. With 29 seconds to go, they get Landon Lewis, and that will put Brandon Rodman, a senior, at the line to shoot two. For KCC, it'll be attempts 5 and 6 at the line here in the third quarter. And the first one, no good there for Rodman. He has yet to score tonight. Came in averaging over 8 points per. 29.4 seconds remain in the third. It is 45-26 Rossville. Second free throw good. So Rodman gets one of two. His first point tonight, 45-27 Rossville. Final 23 ticks and counting, third period. Jacoby McDonald, senior point guard directing traffic right in front of midcourt. Man-to-man here being guarded by Rodman. Down to 12 seconds. A Lewis ball screen. There's a double screen. Now picking up a pace into the lane. Missing a scoop shot. Rebound Rodman. Now KCC an opportunity with 4 seconds left after the McDonald miss. Into the corner. Heave at the buzzer is no good by Wilson. And that takes us to the end of the third quarter of our first game tonight. Trip to the Class 2A state tournament is on the line. And we go to the fourth quarter with Rossville leading Kansas City Christian. It is 45-27. Fourth quarter action in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve.
They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Special edition of high school basketball here on the Pulse, the MSC Sports Radio Network. Ray Pinning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tam, and here on location at Mission Valley High School for this first game featuring Rossville and KCC. With a trip to state on the line, has Rossville leading this one 45-27. It was a 21-14 advantage for Rossville in the third quarter. And 8 minutes to decide one of the eight spots in the Class 2A state tournament beginning next week. So KCC in the all-white uniforms gotten to figure some things out here. Still some time, but they're down 18. They have the opening possession from left to right. Here's Trott diving in from the left wing. Spinning in the lane. Has to kick it back up top, and it's stolen away by Jack Donovan. Another turnover. Donovan coast to coast, and that is well done. 11 points for Jack Donovan. Lead back to 20 at 25 seconds into the fourth quarter. 47-27 Rossville. Into the front court, it's Reed. Getting to the free throw line. He'll pull up there. That one hits the rim twice. Falls off. Jack Donovan, the rebound. Rossville, long pass up the floor. It's Connor Bush. Dives in from the right wing. Shot, no. Trickles off the back iron. And KCC, the rebound with Avery Reed. Billings, right side, Trott setting the lefty three on the way, a little bit strong. Frustration there after that miss, a good look, and push the rebound for Rossville. A minute into the fourth quarter, McDonald to the rack, he's fouled, nearly got it to go. Boy, he's so quick off the dribble, and free throws coming for Jacoby McDonald. First foul of the fourth quarter going against Justin Trott, that is his fourth. So two starters right now for KCC, saddled with four fouls. Here's Jacoby McDonald at the line. He's got 16 tonight. And his first free throw miss here, now 4-for-5. That one halfway down and out. Stick around. We got a second game coming up. St. Mary's and Care Paravel in game number 2. McDonald's second free throw is good. He goes 1-for-2. He's got 17 to lead Rossville, and the lead is 48-27. Rossville with a minute gone by in this fourth and final quarter. 2-2-1 press being applied once again. KCC, they've had all sorts of issues with it in the second half. When they navigate it here into the front court, spinning from the right wing, it's Rodman. Now short corner right, here's Billings, fading right. Three from the right corner is good. Tough shot, Brendan Billings. He has got 10. First KCC player in double digits tonight. 48-30, the Rossville lead at 6.5 minutes to go. Donovan in the lane, gets it up top to Horgan. He'll dive in straight away. The right side pass to McDonald, and it threw his legs out of bounds, actually off to the right of him. But either way, just the fourth turnover tonight for Rossville. They have been very good in that aspect, but they turn it over right there. 6:26 to go in the game, an 18-point Rossville lead. Trip to state on the line. KCC again, navigating this 2-2-1 press. It's Trott. Right about midcourt. Now Billings, little underhand pass, little two-man game here. Billings to the rack. Good feed by Wilson. And Billings now has 12. 48-32. It's a 16-point game. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. KCC trying to make a push, and Rossville turns it over. McDonald looking for Johnson on a baseline drive, and just too much heat behind that pass. Back-to-back turnovers here for Rossville, and KCC fans feeling a little momentum their way. 48-32 our score. Still 6 minutes to go. Rossville again applying that 2-2-1 press. Billings leading the charge. He'll hold the dribble into the front court here, high right. Off the ball screen by Wilson. Good switch there by Johnson. Right side to Trott. Gets by Donovan. To the rack. Shot good off the window. Good defense. Better offense there for Justin Trott. He's got 6. And it's 48-34. It's down to 14 with 5:38 to go. Here's McDonald again. No shot clock, so that certainly plays on the side of Rossville here at this point in the game. Looking for a post touch for Cam Miller and reaching over the top with Rodman. They will whistle him for the foul, his second, and team foul number 2. Jack Donovan to throw it in for Rossville. 2.5 minutes gone by, fourth quarter. They lead it by 14. KCC making a run here in this early portion of the fourth quarter. Donovan's pass to Johnson, tips away, and a steal. 3 consecutive turnovers by Rossville. Now a chance to get a little bit closer here, KCC. Here's Wilson, right block, trying to find Billings on the wing. Lobs it over the top with Connor Bush defending. Here's a contested three by Billings. It hit off the right rim, no good, and now pushing off the rebound is Connor Bush. Gets left block, kicks it out to Johnson, and Coach McDonald says let's slow it down a touch. Johnson losing the handle, still losing it. Billings reaching in, and if that's Billings, that's five. And Brendan Billings, 15 points per game. The leading scorer for KCC is fouled out with 4:55 to go. That is not going to help the cause for the Panthers in their comeback efforts with their leading scorer out of the game with 4:55 to go. It's team foul number three against KCC here in the fourth. The lead for Rossville is 14 at 48-34. And what's happening here? And it's going to be a bench warning. A bench warning called on head coach Josh Poteet with KC Christian. And the official going to have a conversation with KCC head coach after Brendan Billings just picked up his fifth foul. We got 4:55 to go. Little pause in the action. Ross still leading at 48-34. Jacoby McDonald leading the Bulldogs with 17 points, 11 apiece from Jack Donovan and Cam Miller. 12 points for Billings, who just fouled out. That is leading the Panthers, but again, their leading scorer out of the game. So after the conversation and the sideline warning, Bulldogs looking for a post touch with Donovan. He's got it on the right block, puts his shoulder down, and he muscles it up and in over five for two. Jack Donovan with 13, his second bucket of the fourth quarter. 50-34, 16-point lead. Trying to answer on a three, no. Bond gets the offensive rebound. He had it blocked at the rim, and it's pulled down by Cam Miller. Rossville slowing down the pace with 4.5 minutes to go, leading it by 16. Can't emphasize enough with the no shot clock here. Playing to the side positively for Rossville. Johnson gets deep on the block, kicks it out into the corner with McDonald. On the dribble, now spins, dives in from the left, gets it down low to Johnson, who's fouled on the block. Free throws coming for Andre Johnson. And so crafty, McDonald with the ball in his hand. Team foul number four against KCC, the second on Oz Bond. And this puts Andre Johnson at the line, one of the premier linebackers during the football season. He's 54% at the line, looking for his first point tonight. He got it to go. First point tonight for Andre Johnson, appearing in his 22nd game of the season. 51-34, Rossville. 4:13 to go in the game. The second. No good. It's off the heel. Rebound for Wilson and KCC. One for two there for Andre Johnson. KCC, they got 4+ minutes to get to work. They miss a shot inside. Johnson had the rebound. And here comes Rossville into the front court. And a foul called on KCC right about the midcourt line. Bonus time the rest of the way for Rossville. It is team foul number five and the first on Avery Reed. This will put Jack Donovan at the line. One of the leading scorers in the Big East at 21 points per game. He's got 13 tonight. He's 2-for-2 at the line and 74% on the season. And his first free throw got a kind touch, and it dropped through there. 14 for Donovan. 52-34, Rossville. Second on the way. That one's good, too. Donovan tonight, 4-for-4 at the line. He's got 15 points, and it's back to 19 with just south of 4 minutes to go. Got to go now. If you're KCC, you got a lot of work to do. Here's Trott on a baseline drive from right corner. Now he finds himself into the left corner. Now top of the key. On the weave, it's Avery Reed. Tough shot. He's fouled on a three. They'll get Andre Johnson. And three free throws coming here for Avery Reed. Johnson picks up his second foul, just the first on Rossville here in the fourth quarter. And junior Avery Reed for KCC at the line to shoot three. He's hit two threes tonight. He's got 8 points. And his first of three is good. He's got nine. 53-35 Rossville. 3:41 to go. Reed still has two more freebies here. And his second, no good. It rattled out. Two subs in, Landon Lewis and Cale Horgan, both into the game here for Rossville. Taking the spot of Johnson and also Connor Bush. So Reed's third free throw. He's hit one of the first two. And he got the third to go. So he goes 2 for 3 on that trip. Reed's got 10 points. Rossville leading 53-36, 3:35 to go. Into the front court here between the rings. McDonald gets it off left side to Lewis. There's the cut. Donovan, off-balance shot, no. And rebounded Trott. And then fouled at midcourt. He's tripped up by Donovan. McDonald tripped him up. Beg your pardon. So Jacoby McDonald picks up his third foul. It's just the second team foul on Rossville here in the fourth quarter. They've still got two fouls to give. We got 3:24 left. Rossville leading at 53-36. Here's Trott on the dribble, being guarded by McDonald. Man-to-man right now defensively here for Rossville. Here's Rodman working at the free throw line. Picks it up just a touch in front of it. Right side to Wilson in the corner, holding high above his head. Now goes baseline with it. Gets underneath. Underhands it into the left corner. Nearly lost by Trott, but gathers it back out on the left wing. Precious time running off the clock here for KCC. We're under 3 minutes to go. Right when I say that, Reed launching and drilling a big three straight away. His third three of the game. He's got 13 points and a timeout called. It's down to 14 with 2:52 to go. It is 53-39 Rossville. Reed's got 13 points and three threes. You had to have it there if you were KCC. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. In game two of our doubleheader tonight, it is St. Mary's and Care Paravel, two top 10 teams in the 2A class. You got Care Paravel, the one seed in this bracket. They come in the Lions winning 19 consecutive games, an overall record of 22-2. Taking on a St. Mary's team, number 9 ranked in the state. Their record is 18-7 under head coach Will Spradling. Well, that is game two of our doubleheader, so we'll have a little bit of a break between games here on the Pulse. Estimate time around 15 minutes on that break. The KCC, they just got a big three by Avery Reed before that timeout. They still got a lot of work to do, especially with no shot clock. 53-39 Rossville, 2:52 to go, and now KCC out of the timeout. Showing some pressure here in the full court. Landon Lewis receives the inbounds pass. Now at midcourt, far side, it's Donovan. Being guarded by Wilson. Back up top, Landon Lewis. One dribble right, picks up the dribble towards the corner and looking for Donovan. It's out of bounds for a turnover. Big turnover forced by KCC. We're down to 2:40. They trail Rossville 53-39. Rossville had just two turnovers in the first half. They have four here in the fourth quarter alone. Here's Trott going around a double screen. Set it up top here for Reed. Thought about a left side three instead. Pass deflected. It's at midcourt. McDonald tried to chase it down. There's a lot going on here. Bodies hit the floor. They're going to stay over the line, and it's a turnover on KCC. Wilson and McDonald both charging at it, both diving for it, hitting the floor. But the call is over and back, and a turnover by KCC at a crucial time. Official will stop play. They want a towel here where both those bodies hit the floor to make sure they got it all wiped up. But Rossville holding on to a 53-39 lead at 2:27 to go in the game. Near side, Jack Donovan. He's got 15 tonight. He'll trigger it in. Does so to Lewis in the corner. Trying to go over the top. Size down low for Miller. Now two on him. Doesn't matter. He lays it in for two anyways. 13 for Cam Miller. And a delay of game warning on Cam Miller after he made the basket. He kind of pushed the ball away a touch from the KCC inbounder, so the official stop play there to let him know. But either way, 55-39 now the lead for Rossville at 2:20 to go. Here is Trott. Picks up the inbounds near midcourt. Closed out by McDonald quickly. KCC running out of time. They're down 16, just north of 2 minutes to go. Wilson dribbling, handing off in the right corner. It's Trott, contested three, well short. McDonald chasing down the rebound underneath, and he'll work it into the front court from right to left. And slowing down the pace with 2 minutes to go. Rossville, that much closer to a return trip to the tournament. Here comes the double team on McDonald near midcourt. Has to find somebody. Does so to Cale Horgan here near side. Hands it off to McDonald. There's a
Thank you.
here at the line. Can't catch the blue side save.
Breaking up on me, man.
Thank you.